It's good to have you here today. Yesterday we were talking about sin, and I asked the question that many people will be curious to have answered. What is the origin of sin? What is the origin of sin? Or we could ask, where does sin come from? Even, what is the source of sin? And the answer, as the Bible gives, is Satan. Satan is the first tempter of sin. Listen to 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8. The one who practices sin is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. Did you get that? The devil has sinned from the beginning. And we are introduced to Satan as he takes the form of a serpent in Genesis 3, beginning at verse 1. Listen to Genesis 3 and verse 1. Now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. Who is this Satan? What do we know about him? If he is the source and origin of sin, then surely the Bible has more to say. This is what we'll look at today and tomorrow. And the first thing I want to tell you about Satan is that he is a creature. God is the creator, and Satan is the created. The verse I have just read to you says this. Now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. Notice, which the Lord God had made. But second, Satan was not made to bring sin into the world. As we will see, sin does not originate with God. Satan was created as an angel, but he then is a fallen angel. Isaiah, the Old Testament prophet, includes this in Isaiah chapter 14, verses 12 to 14. I'm reading now Isaiah 14, verses 12 through 14. How you have fallen from heaven, O star of the morning, son of the dawn. You've been cut down to the earth, you who have weakened the nations. But you said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven. I will raise my throne above the stars of God, and I will sit on the mount of the assembly in the recesses of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. Sometime before the sin that Satan brings into the garden where Adam and Eve lived, Satan has already sinned against God. The angel has decided to make himself like God. This angel has rebelled against God. And so God has cast Satan out of his presence in heaven. You have fallen from heaven, says the passage I have just read in Isaiah. And in the Old Testament book of Ezekiel, let me read just some portions of chapter 28. This chapter describes both the fall of the angel because of sin, even as it equally is a description of the king of Tyre, a real place in human history. God says this of the being that he originally created as an angel that would sin and fall as Satan. Listen carefully now to God's description of Satan, past tense. You had the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. You were the anointed cherub who covers, and I placed you there. You were on the holy mountain of God. But then down to Ezekiel 28 and verse 16, and you sinned. Therefore I have cast you as profane from the mountain of God. That is Ezekiel chapter 28 in the Bible's Old Testament. You could read it for yourself. Here, I want to quote a theologian that I deeply admire. You'll find that throughout these broadcasts, I quote good theology as a way to enhance our understanding of who God is. I do not quote theologians to bore you. What they have to say is not boring. They have done tremendous, diligent work in the Bible, and we all owe them a great debt of gratitude. Of course, the theologians we use, we read, and we accept must be good theologians. I want God is to be a place where you can get to know some of these. The following keen insights come to us from Herman Bavinck, a Dutch Reformed theologian who taught in Amsterdam in the early 1900s and once gave a series of important lectures at Princeton Theological Seminary in 1908 when he visited the United States. Anyway, here is what Bavinck says of Satan's sin in the heavens. Quote, "Sin first broke out in the realm of spirits. It arose in the heart of creatures of whom we have but little knowledge, under conditions that are almost completely unknown to us. On the basis of Scripture, however, it is certain that sin did not first start on earth, but in heaven, at the feet of God's throne, in his immediate presence, and that the fall of angels took place before that of humankind." Unquote. He is right. Sin started not on earth, but in the very presence of God's heavenly home, rebellion's beginning. By the way, Bavinck mentions angels plural because the Bible also clearly teaches that one-third of the angels followed Satan. Yes, let me give you just one text from the Bible. Revelation 12 and verse 4 describes this. "And his tail swept away a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth." That is Revelation chapter 12 and verse 4. And stars of heaven is a description of the fall of angels, plural, from heaven with Satan. God has an all-out rebellion on his hands. But the best proof of the fall of an angel from heaven, and that angel being Satan, comes from Jesus Christ. Listen now to the words of Jesus in Luke chapter 10 and verse 18. This is Luke 10 and verse 18. "And Jesus said to them, I was watching Satan fall from heaven like lightning." There is the eyewitness testimony of Jesus, who is God, and so therefore watched Satan attempt to usurp God in heaven before Satan was thrown to the earth in God's righteous judgment and wrath. Satan was created as an angel, but he then is a fallen angel. Sin is rebellion against God, and that is why Satan sinned, all-out war on God. Satan hates God. Satan wanted to be God, and no one can be God. No created being can ever be God. Only God can be God. So Satan seeks partners in rebellion, and that is why Satan tempted Adam and Eve, and why he continues to tempt all people to this very day. So thus far, I have said that Satan is a creature. God created an angel. Second, Satan was not made to bring sin into the world. But third, Satan rebelled against God. And God has thrown the sinning, rebellious angel out of his heavenly presence, which brings us back to Genesis chapter 3. And what I want to do now is to show you from Genesis 3 other realities about who Satan is. And the first is that Satan is subtle. We'll see this if we reread Genesis 3 carefully. And so let me read Genesis chapter 3 in verse 1. "Now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, Indeed, has God said, You shall not eat from any tree of the garden?" The Bible itself says Satan is crafty. And look at how Satan subtly changed what God actually said. This is what the Bible says in quoting God about his law back in Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 and 17. "The Lord God commanded the man, saying, From any tree of the garden you may eat freely, but from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat from it, you will surely die." But that is not what Satan told Eve. The difference is very subtle. God said, From any tree of the garden you may eat freely. But Satan changed that to, You shall not eat from any tree of the garden. God only commanded Adam and Eve not to eat from one tree in the whole garden, but Satan changed that to not eating from any tree. If you believe Satan, he would lead you to think that God wouldn't let them eat at all. But that's not true. That is a lie. Let me read the difference again to make sure we get it, because if we miss this, then we are still falling into Satan's trap ages later. God said, From any tree of the garden, you may eat freely. But Satan changed that to, you shall not eat from any tree of the garden. The serpent makes God seem so restrictive, oppressive, and mean. But he does it subtly. He's crafty, all right. What a crafty little creature the devil is. Satan is subtle. And he still is. Here is God who has provided so much to us. God is kind to persons. God feeds us and shelters us and gives us sound minds. God protects us from all sorts of harm, most of which we do not even realize because we cannot see hidden danger. God causes the sun to rise on the evil and the good. God gives us life and sustains our lives. God provides families and friends for us. And yet, what do we do with the gifts of God? We think these are our right to have, and we demand that we have them daily. And we want more and more of the good. So we abuse God. It seems like we are worse off for his mercy, to quote the Puritan Thomas Watson. We are worse off for his mercy. And that is exactly how Satan uses his subtlety with Eve. He tries to convince her that God is cheap. Any tree. Eve and Adam have been showered with goodness. They have all sorts of luscious fruit to eat from multiple trees. They're only commanded not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That's it. But Satan is subtle, and he is working on Eve through the voice of the serpent. And when we come to tomorrow, we will see that Satan is more than subtle. We're deepening our understanding of who Satan is because Satan is the origin of sin. Sin comes from Satan. Sin comes from hell. And so, please join me tomorrow for more understanding of sin and more understanding of Satan as together we continue to learn who God is.